have anything that you want to say on this project, Mr. Bender?
I know it's pretty straightforward what we're trying to do.
You've got it pretty well covered to your satisfaction.
Yes.
Do any of the other commissioners have any questions that they would like to ask the owner?
There is a treatment facility adjacent to the property.
Yeah, but that's actually part of the Boulder subdivision, which is why we'll still have to have our own septic system on site.
Okay.
It's right there in this picture.
That's part of the Boulders, those three big homes up there. I actually contacted the developer of that and asked him if he'd by any chance let me tap into his system, but he said no, it was designed for the exact number of lots he has, and he couldn't let me do that.
Okay. Yeah, well, it said here it was for the future development of the lot. And I thought if you were going to utilize it in the future, then you might want to utilize it now. So you won't be utilizing it for any future development?
That's actually not mine.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you plan any future development of the lot other than this house?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? This will come up for final vote Monday, October the 16th at 6 o'clock.
Now, I have one question of clarification. The execution of the special use permit, it says that must be done within 12 months. When it's new construction, what is considered execution of the permit or the special use?
Well, my understanding is when the CFC is finalized to where you can nightly rent.
Okay, so
I mean, up to that point,
after it's approved, the construction's done, and everything's been complied with.
Correct.
Then it has to be operated within 12. That's the date I was looking for.
Unless the board, I mean, that's the way I interpret it.
That's
yeah.
I just wanted to clarification on that.
Yeah.
And then
that's why I was reading it. Mm-hmm.
And then second, I'd like a dispensation of grace for not being here next Monday night. I have a pastor's conference up in Wisconsin, which is where I came from. And especially considering I originally thought this was going to be July and August, and I had planned my dates on that, I've got another commitment next Monday night up in Wisconsin.
You can appoint a representative to be here.
Do I have to do that? Because I'd have to find...
Well...
That's just up to the board, I think.
That's up to the board.
Mm-hmm. The next public hearing or the next meeting.
Pardon?
We can do it at the next meeting that he can attend.
Yes, the next meeting.
Time being November, correct? Be in November.
Oh, dang it. I didn't bring my calendar either.
Be November 13th.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Whatever the board feels, does he have to be here? I mean, I'm not clear on that.
Yeah, I was asking. We also saved an 18-hour round trip.
We've always had somebody here.
We've always had somebody here.
Instead of voting on something that there's no representative.
Well, this is the public hearing. We've heard what he has to say. And
this is the public hearing, yes.
I personally don't have a problem if he's not here. I mean, if he's been here, he's made his pitch, and if we're going to take a vote next week.
I guess at this time I could take a consensus of the board and see how you all want to... if you think that you can approve this project without his presence, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who disagree with that, say nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it. So, yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
I
greatly appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You have a good night.
All right.
Mr. Bender, we'll be in contact with you after next week's meeting, but I figured you'd probably call. But if you're in a conference, don't hesitate to call us. So.
Okay.
All
right. Which project for you? What?
Huxley Lane.
Here, right here.
Oh, man, I pinched my finger under my chair.
Thank you, sir. Parsley Lane?
Yes.
Okay. I think you came in after I made the announcement. Hey, I gotta be able to read this. Thank you. All right, Scott. The next one would be the Oakwood Drive, not the rental.
Okay, 1730, which is 1345 Oakwood Nightly Rental. They had the representatives Ben Robbins. Right here, kind of in the middle. Zoom in so you can see. It's down Graham Clark Road, kind of to the end, Beach Drive and this Oakwood Drive. Applicant seeking approval of special use permit for the ability to nightly rent an existing single-family home. And there we are, kind of zoomed in on it. That's the end of our concept. Any questions or? Yep.
Rob Shook.
Hi, Rob.
Ben was my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I just put it down.
That's fine. You can come up.
Yep. Yeah, come on.
Move into the public hearing, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We are into the public hearing on this. You are?
I'm Rob Shook. I'm actually the owner of the property.
Okay.
He's the owner. okay.
Why don't, I'll let you give us a brief summary on what you have on this. And then we've had some other people that want to speak on this, and I'll give you a chance at the end to come.
And I can go through my little PowerPoint that kind of explains it, and then Rob can explain. Per the assessor's information, the property is amended lots 11 and 12 located in Oakwood Acres on the lake subdivision. Lots 11 and 12 are approximately 0.38 acres in size. The applicant is seeking the ability to use the existing five-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. The residence includes a pair of two-car garages. The property is served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. Our maximum occupancy for the five-bedroom would be 12 occupants. Here's our pictometry views. The lots to the south, west, and east are currently residential lots with single-family homes on them. The property to the north is Table Rock Lake take line. A buffer plan is needed for the west and east property lines. Our lot to the south, that property is actually the Oakwood Drive, so it should just be the west and the east. Whoops, and he presented a buffer plan. If you can see A, B, B, C, you got A, which is a row of 6-foot arborvitae, which is along the back side of the property, the backyard. B would be a black wrought iron fence. And then C would be existing trees for the privacy. And then there's a picture of some arborvitae. Here's his parking plan. He'll need a total of 6 parking spaces. Received a score of a -5 on the policy checklist. Here's just some actual photographs of the property. And as I explained before, the decision of record is reads the same except for the parking and the nightly rental occupants. Of course, our parking will be 6 spaces, sleep no more than 12 persons, and there's no requirement of a Division 2 permit because it's existing home. So that one has been taken out, and that's why there's 19 instead of 20. And that's the information I have to present.
All right. Did you have anything that you wanted to say before I let the other people speak on this?
I'd be happy to let them speak first.
All right, if you will. And I've got signed up Tom Morrell.
Which one?
Oh, out farther. Whoops.
How are you guys doing? Good to see you again. My name's Tom Bokel.
Bokel? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's,
I'm a local.
Graham Clark Road.
I live in the area, in the neighborhood. I have a residential home. There's residential homes all around this particular location. It is a residential neighborhood. We do not believe that nightly rentals are compatible in neighborhoods, in residential neighborhoods. It adds additional traffic. It adds additional trailer traffic with boats. And it makes it impossible to have a neighborhood watch in these neighborhoods with nightly rentals because you don't know who the residents are. Typically, in a residential neighborhood, all the neighbors know each other. They know the cars that they drive, and they can watch and be aware if there's people that don't belong in the neighborhood in the neighborhood for the neighborhood watch. And I just like to raise my hand, and everybody in this room that is opposed to this, if they could raise their hand too, just to show you that there is opposition. And it's just the fact that nightly rentals, it's a commercial business, and it should not be allowed in a residential neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lee Weedmeyer?
Thank you, sir. I'm Lee Widmeyer. Thank you again for hearing this. My wife and I, we own Branson Limousine, Executive Charter. And the reason I'm here is last month we bought land only at 1360 Oakwood, which would be across the street. And the idea is my wife's always wanted a vacation home on the overlooking the lake, and that was the reason we bought the land. When she came back from, she was out of town, I bought it for her for our anniversary, came back, I went to show her the land, and that's when I saw the sign. I appreciate the sign. And we are opposed to nightly rentals, and I might have, after going through all your compliances, they're wonderful, excellent, but I might have a little different aspect on it that maybe you guys don't see, because like I said, we own Branson Limousine Executive Charter. We take people out to dinner, we take them on golf tours, and we pick up quite a bit at nightly rentals. And some of the issues that we see is when we go to pick people up, there might be eight guys coming in for golfing. Generally, they all drive their own cars or trucks. They're parked all over the street. It's a party atmosphere. There'll be kegs of beer out on the front lawn, and that's why they don't want to drive. And they're nightly rentals, and most notably in Branson Creek area. And that is one of the reasons we didn't buy any of those things up there at Branson Creek. So when I seen this sign up with this option, which we assumed we were buying in a residential area, it concerned me, so that's why I'm here to address you. And I think this area is well served with nightly rentals, managed nightly rentals. You have Paradise Point. Across the point, you have Emerald Point. You have Big Cedar Lodge. You have the Wilderness Club. And from what I understand, there's a few other homes in there. My concern is a nightly rental without an on-site management can be causing trouble and can cause extra stress on the Sheriff's Department and in the parking. So that's just what I have to say, and I appreciate the opportunity. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Susan Unger.
Hello, I'm Susan Unger. My husband Tom and I own the house at 1263 Oakwood. It's two doors down from the rental place. The house has been in our family for 30 years or thereabouts, and we've been coming here with our children, our grandchildren. It's always been a nice, quiet place. until